Brian Ralph. He is the COO for the Lansing School District. Brian, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
FYI, Christy was awesome. I had a hard time getting a hold of you, but not only did she put me in contact with you, but she provided me with a lot of background information, and we appreciate her efforts.
Okay.
I saw a quote by Kathleen Levy in the at LSJ.com, and it said that Chief Operations Officer Brian Ralph told the board that it must not delay a decision beyond October or November of this year. And I quote, "The time has come. We cannot operate three high schools, period," Ralph said. Tell me about that.
Yes. It's no secret that over the years, the student enrollment has been declining in the Lansing School District. And that is very manifest in terms of the high school population. Currently, we have about 3,300 kids in the high schools, and we have three high schools which theoretically can accommodate way over 4,000 students. And we have one of these high schools just about half full or half empty, and the other two. And it's very costly to operate three buildings in these times when one has to look at being very fiscally responsible while at the same time trying to maintain academic integrity. So the time has come when the district has to seriously look at its assets and try to maximize the use of its assets to achieve its intended outcome.
How much savings would you achieve, and how much more efficient would this district be if one of the high schools was closed?
Well, we conservatively estimate that the closure of any high school in Lansing can save close to about $1.4 million a year. And the majority of that cost is related basically to people, because as you know, in every school district, 80% of the cost is people. About $1.4 million is a good figure for any high school in Lansing.
We have heard from many different groups that are trying to keep their prospective high schools open, whether it's Sexton or Eastern, and those seem to be one of the two that would be closed. From your perspective, are you getting a lot of pushback to keep both schools open, even though it's not fiscally responsible?
Well, put it this way, whether it's a high school, an elementary school, or any school, it's no secret that any recommendation or decision for restructuring or closing the school is a major one, because it profoundly affects parents, neighborhoods, communities, staff, and students. However, we recognize that, and the time has come basically where we have to look at facts. We have to look at the facts, hard empirical data and evidence, and try not to look too much at some of the emotions, the memories, and the territorialities, because our task here is to be fiscally responsible and to manage the school district to provide quality education of the students. So we expect that, but the task of the administration is basically to have an all-inclusive, transparent process to bring communities, parents, all stakeholders together to try to explain and to some extent reason with them in regard to the closure of any school, whether it's a high school, elementary school, or a middle school.
The Lansing School District's administration restructuring recommendations for 2012 and 2014 is available. It's pretty extensive, and it is very explanatory about what needs to be done. Tell me about your input into this.
Well, based on my job basically starts once the district establishes its academic goals, because in any school district, student achievement drives everything. And once that is established, once we decide what kind of configurations we need, what kind of programs we intend to offer, then we look at the physical infrastructure, the bricks and the mortar, so to speak. And that's where I come in, and that's where I try to bring all the parties together And in terms of coming up with any kind of recommendation, look at the big picture, not only physically closing the school, but the effects of doing that. Transportation, busing, what do you do with a closed building, and all that kind of stuff. So I have been heavily involved in that process, as I have been over the years.
Do you feel pressured or backed into a corner having to deal with this? Because you don't make the decisions, you just implement them. But are you feeling the pressure from this?
No, actually, I... strangely enough, really don't feel the pressure in this because my job is to be quite professional. Our goal is to provide the Board of Education with what we consider to be sound information and perspective in order to help them make the best decision regarding the school district. As a professional, we try not to be political, but more factual, because whether or not you make a recommendation today or tomorrow, once there's a solid basis, which is the data, that doesn't change. Whether or not you delay a decision or you make another decision, the facts do not change. So personally, I do not feel pressure because any recommendation is based on sound analysis.
Let's say that all the recommendations are adhered to. What is the current budget deficit, and where would it stand if all of the recommendations were taken advantage of?
Well, what I alluded to a few nights ago was that closing a school or two or a high school or a combination of buildings will not solve the budget problem that we are forecasting in the future. It may help. But, for example, hypothetically, if you're looking at a $15, $16 million shortfall, you really will have to close every school in Lansing if you want to cover that shortfall with closing schools. So that's it. We tend not to look at it like that. Closing schools is only one little small part of the puzzle because, a $60 million shortfall, I mean, you can work it out, $300,000 savings with an elementary school. We've got 23 of them. You've got to close many, many, many buildings if you intend to balance the budget by closing schools. You've got to look at the whole district as a whole in terms of a major restructuring, which includes but not limited to using the capacity you have very effectively.
How long have you been on the job as COO of the Lansing School District?
I have been here for the last 7 years and enjoying it.
It seems like these challenges have been with us for more than a couple of decades. Why can't we get our financial house in order?
Well, a few decades ago, or even up to about 10 years ago, it was different. But the school district is like every other entity in the state of Michigan and perhaps the country. I mean, these are hard, challenging economic times, which is not made better by the fact that what we get in terms of funding per pupil has not kept pace with inflation and rising costs. As you are quite aware, we have not got the kind of increases that we per student that we were accustomed getting in the past. So to the extent that you have a problem there, one has to tighten up in house in terms of efficiencies and effectiveness. If the objective is still to give every student in Lansing a quality education. Now, the challenge of a high school or some of the schools we have too much capacity has existed over the last couple of years. But unfortunately, time can be our greatest enemy. And it is wrong, I think, and a lot of us think, to keep kicking the can down the road because the problem will not get better.
Well, Mr. Ralph, just in seeing the story unfold and in hearing you speak at the last meeting, it seemed to me you were grabbing all of us by the shoulders and shaking us and just saying, we cannot kick this problem down the road anymore. We have to do something. We have to do it now, and don't take too long to decide or we're going to get in a deeper hole.
Well, that's in essence the message, because there's an old saying, procrastination is the thief of time. And this is so evident right now, not only in Lansing, but in many school districts. And it's best to have foresight. And if you know there is a problem, look for the solution to the problem rather than leaving the problem for some future generation or some future administration to solve. Because unfortunately, the problem will not go away in Lansing, which has suffered from declining population over the last few years, declining student enrollment. And as we look out into the future, there is no trend that trend is going to be that trend is going to be reversed in the short term. So it's like an old saying, you've got to cut your suit sometimes to suit the cloth.
Brian Ralph is the COO for the Lansing School District. Brian, I know you're very busy. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to speak with us.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I hope that the community understands that what we're doing here is not easy, but sometimes some things are quite necessary to guarantee longevity and quality education in Lansing, and that's our goal.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.